Psalm 104, Part 2, Preface. This earth did not start into existence accidentally. The heavens did not spread of themselves. Sun, moon, and stars were not formed spontaneously. That which is nothing cannot make itself something. And when matter has been created, it cannot give life and activity to itself. What folly to say that this earth made itself, that plants, birds, animals, and even man, with his vast abilities, are a product of blind accident. Surely every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Hebrews 3:4. An all-wise and almighty God built the universe. He suspended the earth in a balance, giving it motions more exact than those of any clock made by man. A clock with swinging pendulum and hands showing the hours bears testimony that someone made it and set it to running. Ever since man came upon earth, there has been day and night, seed time and harvest, and these changes come about with the greatest precision. Surely, one of unlimited knowledge and skill made it so, and he yet preserves the swinging of the earth, which brings about the changing of the seasons. To this Lord we should ascribe honor and praise, as does the second part of the 104th Psalm. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey, and seek their meat from God. The sun arises, they gather themselves together, and lay them down in their dens. Man goes forth unto his work, and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created. Thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembles. He touches the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. Unto his own glory, and for the use of man, God caused the earth to bring forth plants and trees bearing grain and fruit. And he peopled the sea with fishes, the forest with beasts, the field with cattle, the air with birds. Great is the variety and vast the number of these living creatures. Who can number them after their kind, from the Leviathan sporting in the ocean's deep to the insect inhabiting a drop of water? And for all these God provides. He has food for them all. When he opens his hand, they are filled. Now he who provides for the fishes, shall he not also provide for man? He who cares for the beasts of the field, shall he not care for his children who love him and call upon his name? He that prepared a refuge for the conies, shall he not watch over his people? Worship him in his majesty and strength. Trust him in his mercy and goodness. Prayer. Our Father in heaven, who provides for all thy creatures, supply us at all times with all that we need for the support of this bodily life, as thy Son taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Fill our hearts with joyous confidence towards thee, not doubting that thou wilt so bless our labors as to provide us food and raiment, and teach us to be therewith content. Amen.